Okay, maybe you've had this moment. You're trying to recall the lyrics to a song. You know the first line, can't remember the second line. Trailer for sale or rent. And then what? So you go to Google for help. Many websites will serve up those words to you, and many feature advertising. Sometimes the lyrics on those sites appear without the songwriter's permission. NPR's Zoe Chace has the story of one songwriter who decided to fight back.
The songwriter, David Lowry. The song, he sang it for me.
Hey, 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 like being stoned.
A hit for his band, Cracker. He also wrote this.
Let's see if I get the right key here. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling.
Lowry sold albums, toured the country, all pretty lucrative. But Lowry remembers when he first started to think about the value of the words to his songs, the words alone. He was touring in late 2002, and he decided to play this one song, Kerosene Hat. But there was a problem. He couldn't remember the lyrics.
It's actually hard to remember the lyrics to all the songs, especially if you haven't played them in a long time.
He had to Google his own song, and he found all these websites, some of them with advertising, making money. He assumed money he thought that should be his.
I wrote those lyrics. I came up with those lyrics, and I put the words together in such a way that people found them valuable and they wanted those words.
David Lowry fumed over this for the last decade, trying to figure out how to go after these websites.
We've evolved these parasitic middlemen who extract value that rightfully should go to the songwriter.
And recently, he came up with a way to strike back. Public shaming. After much Googling, he came up with a list of 50 websites that were not paying artists.
Undesirable lyric website list.
Showed it to David Israelite, the head of a music publisher's trade group, who decided to hold this press conference, announcing they'd be sending out 50 takedown notices to the 50 sites on the list. And Public Enemy number one?
Rap Genius. Yes, Rap Genius is on this list. In fact, I believe it's number one.
That's number one.
Rap Genius, one of the top song lyric websites. The guys who run it, they heard this threat and they were kind of amused.
My name's Elon. I'm 25 years old. I am 30. And we are at the Rap Genius office, which is in Williamsburg in Brooklyn. Tom's here. He's chilling.
Hello.
Elon hands me a bottled water. The label says Baller Water. There's a big neon diamond on the wall, a deck in the back. Rap Genius says they don't belong on the list of undesirable websites. We're not stealing lyrics, they say. We are enhancing them. Here's what Rap Genius does. Say I'm listening to this Kanye song, Mercy.
Well, if it's my way, it's been on the morning, then I'm not drunk, please.
Got it?
If it's my way, it's been on the morning, then I'm not drunk, please.
Well, if you go to Rap Genius's site and type in the song Mercy, the lyrics come up. Turns out it is a weeping and a moaning and a gnashing of teeth. Then if you click on those lyrics, a little window pops up with an explanation. It's a biblical reference.
This verse describes the plight of those who will be sent to hell. Kanye is implying that his presence in the game brings hell to other rappers.
Rap Genius has become immensely popular. They don't have ads on their site, but they do have $15 million of Silicon Valley investment capital. And Elon, the Rap Genius guy, says the artists love his site. He says what they've created is something brand new. All the commentary, the exegesis, even some of the rappers themselves comment on their own lyrics.
Nobody has said to you, oh, you're stealing those are mine.
David Lowry.
David Lowry, the songwriter from Cracker. It was like the battle of the bands. Cracker versus Rap Genius, songwriter versus website. The battle of the bands could have been decided in a courtroom, but the music industry is scary, and lawyers and lawsuits are expensive. So just this week, Rap Genius announced it's licensed up. It's going to pay the publishers, the songwriters, including David Lowry, who says that other lyric sites have also been caving and getting licensed. And now the checks are rolling in every time someone looks up the words, hey, 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 like being stoned. So now he knows just what those words are worth.
Lyric websites are not a big revenue source for me. It would be in the high hundreds a year. I'm a hundredaire.
Less than $1,000 a year?
I think probably less than $1,000 in my case.
So not much. But this is a rare case where the internet comes along and figures out a brand new way for musicians to make money. Not off the music, just the words alone. Zoe Chace, NPR News.